The Central Intelligence Agency's most senior spy is expected to resign today. Stephen Kappas heads the CIA's clandestine service. That's the branch of the CIA that runs covert operations and recruits and supervises spies around the world. CIA insiders say Kappas is being forced out by the management team of the new CIA director, Porter Goss, and they say more resignations may soon follow. Here's NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.
Porter Goss has been in the CIA's top job just 7 weeks. They have not gone exactly to plan. Former CIA officials describe the current situation at the agency in terms ranging from an out-of-control food fight to chaos to all-out war. Congresswoman Jane Harman, speaking yesterday on CBS, sounded similarly alarmed.
The agency seems in free fall in Washington, and that is a very, very bad omen in the middle of a war.
Harman is the senior Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. She says the furor stems from a clash of personalities, with seasoned intelligence operatives pitted against political staffers who followed Goss, a former Republican congressman from Capitol Hill.
What's going on here, sadly, I think is mostly the product of a highly partisan, inexperienced staff that came over to the CIA with Porter Goss. Porter Goss is a capable fellow, and he deserves a chance to make changes at the CIA, but to make those changes effectively, he has to do them with an experienced staff, and he doesn't have one.
Goss brought four aides with him from Congress. Retired CIA officials say the aides have stoked resentment by adopting a disrespectful tone with career employees. Goss has made no secret of his view that the CIA is overdue for reform, and several former intelligence officials contacted yesterday agreed a shakeup was inevitable, but they question the way Goss is going about rocking the boat, and one asked, does it have to be this painful? Goss has granted no media interviews since taking over as CIA director, but his defenders say he's making necessary changes. Here's Republican Senator John McCain talking yesterday on ABC.
This is a dysfunctional agency and in some ways a rogue agency. This agency needs to be reformed, and Porter Goss is on the right track. He is being savaged by these people that want the status quo, and the status quo is not satisfactory.
Nor does the status quo seem part of Porter Goss's plan for the CIA. Goss sacked the agency's number three official within days of arriving at Langley. The number two official, Deputy Director John McLaughlin, announced last week that he's leaving in December. And CIA insiders say Goss was approaching candidates to replace Stephen Kappas at the helm of the clandestine service well before Kappas threatened to resign. One former official with more than three decades' experience says, all indications were this would be a difficult transition, but I can't remember in CIA history this kind of a mess. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.